going to read something here. It's in 1 Corinthians 15, 14, and so on. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God. For we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead, but he did not raise him. In fact, the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied or most miserable, if that's all we have. And sometimes it makes you look at life itself. Is the only sure thing is living, working, and dying? Or is the only sure thing living and dying? That's the only sure thing? With a bunch of coincidental strategies of fate involved. A few coincidental situations that kind of luckily connected together. Is that life? Is that all what it is? Is Jesus and this gospel and this teaching of the kingdom just a distraction from the real reality? While we're simply living, working, and dying, we get to distract ourselves and entertain ourselves with spiritual teaching so we can sort of numb the reality of living, working, and dying. How come unbelief is the quickest emotion to attain? How come doubt is the most readily achievable and reachable emotion we can find? And faith is so hard. Positive thinking is so hard. Belief and knowing is so out there. Why is falling the quickest thing you can do? Is this thing all we have? Is life really about living, working, and dying? Is this what it's really all about? Are we fooling ourselves? Or does fate sort of help us with a few coincidental miracles every now and then? Have we truly changed our minds? Is this Jesus thing really real? Is this Jesus thing for real? Is that what you're thinking? Is that where you're caught? Is this thing all about meeting once a week or twice a week and hearing some great talk and then shouting and falling down? Is this what it's all about? The fall down. If I fall down or if I speak in a tongue, is this what it's really all about? Does that establish the reality and the substantiation and the purpose of my life? What is stabilizing my life? What causes me to have an abundant life? Is this kingdom thing only a drug to hide me from the reality of what life really is? Is this life that I'm hearing about and talking about, is it for real? It says, for if we only have hope in Christ, we are pitiful. If Christ is dead, We are false witnesses. If Christ has not been raised, we are false witnesses. We are just talking and giving our lives for nothing. Is that what you think this is? What are you experiencing now? What are you choosing to see? What are you choosing to see? That's saying that Christ is alive. How alive are you? What are you looking at? What's happening with you, in you, to solidify that Christ is raised? How do you know? Are you looking at the coincidence with different people? Or are you looking at what's happening with you?